Let's take a deep breath and get back to the action here, back to work. If you're just joining us, this is hour number two of our weekend get-together. When I say R, you and me, I'm Doug, and he's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. He's here to help you save and have safety, save energy, save time, perhaps save your life. Who knows? You don't know the answer to the question until you ask it. So let's find out what Cynthia's question is from Rome, New York. Cynthia, please go ahead with Dr. Ken.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Ken. I recently, in the past two or three days, had x-rays taken of my spine, and it's being discovered that I have stenosis in two areas, in my neck area and my lower back. It's been suggested that I have an operation where they go through the front of my neck and they install some sort of a metal thing and two screws. Is there any alternative to this? I'm experiencing numbness of my toes and feet at this point. Can exercise or therapy help me before I consider having surgery?
Please. Sure, Cynthia. Very well described. And, boy, what a surprise. And I'm sure you're just so overly excited about the treatment that they propose. And I'd love to maybe suggest some alternatives. You did a very nice job of describing the symptoms of spinal stenosis. You do get numbness or weakness. Sometimes you can get neck or shoulder discomfort. I've seen some patients actually lose their bowel or bladder control.
But, yes, I experienced that also.
Okay, well, bless your heart. Stenosis is a common word that us doctors throw around. I mentioned in the first hour that, you know, they send us to school for 10 to 15 years to learn a language that so that no one can understand us. And stenosis, we use it throughout the body for arteries, pipes that carry blood. We also use it for the spine. This is a narrowing of one or more areas of your spine. It's most often in the neck or your lower back. And this can put pressure on the spinal cord or spinal nerves at whatever level that the compression is occurring, and then you get symptoms that occur at that level of the spinal cord. I am surprised. Cynthia, you know, I'm not questioning your doctors. Unless you have, and I don't want to be presumptuous because I haven't seen your films, I haven't examined you, but unless you have a very severe case, usually, in my experience, what we try to do is to see initially before surgery if we can use first medication, even antidepressants, anti-seizure medicines, sometimes even opioids are needed. But also physical therapy is often very helpful. A good physical therapist can teach you exercises that can help build up strength and endurance. It can maintain flexibility and stability of your spine. It can even control your pain and improve your balance. And if that doesn't work, then what is usually done after that are steroid injections, and only surgery after this conservative treatment hasn't helped or you're disabled by your symptoms. Are you right now disabled?
Well, to the point, I'm lying in bed right now. I have difficulty just turning over. I do have the pain in my shoulder and the back, and so I sort of roll out of bed. And as soon as I do, I have a difficult time getting to the bathroom before I wet myself.
Cynthia, yes. let me give you several words that you should write down. Ask your doctor and here's the quote, if a trial of conservative therapy would be appropriate.
That's talking, trial of conservative therapy
would be appropriate. That's talking their language. They'll know exactly what you're asking.
Okay.
And that essentially means, you know, can we first try some other things before we get
right.
go under the knife? And
I know, it scared me to think that they'd be going through my neck and putting in a something. Now, is it possible that the blood flow or the whatever it is that's going down, that's pinched off, is it possible that that can renew itself or open up?
Exactly. That's the goal of the treatment, is to open up the blockage, the stenosis, to relieve the impingement, the pressure on the nerve roots. And that's the whole goal of therapy.
I see. Conservative therapy, then, is what I ask for.
Is a trial of conservative therapy appropriate?
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Cynthia. 888-553-7536. Liz in Burlington, Iowa. Let's hear from you, ma'am. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Liz.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm asking about a birth defect that my nephew has. He was born 3 days ago, and it's called transposition of the great vessels. They knew about it beforehand because of a sonogram. And my question is, why don't they do surgery right away on that?
You know, that's a good question. I imagine the child is not blue.
He's on a ventilator.
And can you tell how the color is? How good's the color?
No, I'm sorry. They aren't letting anyone but parents visit.
So you haven't been able to see the child?
No, and he's at the university hospital. He's not, you know, here in Burlington, of course.
Transposition of the great vessels, it's a congenital heart defect, and it just involves the abnormal arrangement of the pipes that connect into the heart, that bring the blood to the left and the right heart. You know, you have two hearts sitting side by side in parallel, and there's an input and an output of both hearts. So you basically have four vessels, two inputs and two outputs. And simply stated, transposition is when these four vessels are shuffled. They're not inputting and outputting the way they're normally arranged. And there's a lot of different variations about how these transpositions or abnormal spatial arrangements of these primary blood vessels can occur. And often associated with the transposition, you can have other defects in the heart. And what you're describing is not just a simple type of defect, but there's this swapping of the blood vessels or transposition or transposed, and then whatever other defects are available. The good news is, if they're delaying surgery, is that they're most likely dealing with the type of transposition that can be fixed, it's compatible with life, and they're just trying to let the child just develop a little bit more. Was the child premature very early?
No, he was just a week early.
Just a week.
And yes.
Because there's so many variables here that are involved in deciding how to approach this. What information have you been given so far?
Well, that he was having periods of not breathing, so they put him on a ventilator, and then they did a balloon procedure to keep the hole in the middle of the heart open, and that he did not have that fetal artery that most babies have that closes right after birth. He did not have that.
A patent ductus, or?
Right.
Okay.
He didn't have a ductus.
Okay. And have you asked this question why they're delaying? Usually the surgery is done within the first month of life.
Oh, I see.
And the timing of it could be due to a number of things of how the baby's doing. And have you asked the doctors what their plan is?
No, I'm not. You know, I'm just the aunt. I'm
she's
not
she's searching and doesn't have a lot of the information. So
all right, well, it sounds to me like you just need a family conference with the doctors taking care of the child, and it just sounds like you don't have any information other than the baby is on a ventilator. So you need to just talk to the doctor who's taking care of them, or have, you know, the parents, and then talk to the parents. It's best in a situation like this to identify, you know, one person who communicates with the doctors and then passes the information on to the family. You know, have the mother or father ask them the questions that you want answered, and I'm sure they can get the answers from the doctor.
888-553-7536. While we're in the kitty corner, interesting study about the situation with preemies and what happens to them later in life, Ken. I thought this was a fascinating study.
Yeah, this is interesting. This is out of the archives of General Psychiatry this week. That Doug, babies born prematurely. We were just wondering if this baby born with a congenital heart problem, doesn't sound like it was born prematurely. Often they are. But babies born prematurely have a much higher risk of developing severe mental disorders, including psychosis, bipolar disorder, and depression. This is the results published in the Archives of General Psychiatry this week. And people born very prematurely, at less than 32 weeks of gestation, remember, normal is about 40 weeks, they're three times more likely than those born at term to be hospitalized with a psychiatric illness at age 16 and older. And a smaller but significant increased psychiatric risks are found for babies born only moderately early. We're talking about kids born between 32 and 36 weeks. So it's important to note that the majority of these individuals who are born prematurely, this is the good news, have no psychiatric or cognitive problems and are absolutely healthy and well-functioning. But if you do have a child that was born especially earlier than 32 weeks, you just want to watch out for this.
888-553-7536. I was just onto something here. When we come back, let's talk about this study suggesting if you have a low fiber diet, it could come back to haunt you later in life. There's that, and there also is a question.
You don't want to drink it down with a big big 32-ounce soda.
No, right, yeah. Yeah, call Michael Bloomberg. I also, somebody asked a question about curcumin, and does that affect Alzheimer's? Because a lot of people in India use a lot of curcumin on their food. Indian food is rich in it, and there's very little Alzheimer's in India. So let's talk about that in a moment as well. Plus, of course, your calls and questions, 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show, or to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue.
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible.
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Digging around the fascinating world of medicine continues here on Good Day Weekend.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Awaiting your calls. We just had a call from an aunt about a child just born a few days ago with transposition of the great vessels. This is a heart congenital defect where the pipes that plug in and the outputs, the vessels on both sides of the heart, are just not plugged in properly. And this can be very, very worrisome to the family. But let me just reassure the aunt and the family. We were running out of time. Usually corrective surgery, it's done soon after birth. And this is the usual treatment for transposition of the great vessels. And having a baby with transposition of the great arteries is, of course, worrisome to everyone in the family, especially the parent. But with proper treatment, let me reassure this family, usually the outlook is good and promising. I've seen so many kids grow up, and I take care of them as an adult cardiologist who were treated as children, and it's amazing what some of the pediatric surgeons with the heart can do these days. So I think that the outlook is quite promising.
All right, there you go. 888-553-7536, and that was quite reassuring. Let's see if we can reassure Bill, who's in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Bill. You're on with Dr. Ken now.
Good morning.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. Say, I'm 80 years old. My wife is 78. We changed cardiologists just recently because our previous one relocated his practice. Our new cardiologist wanted a stress test for both of us, and he arranged for a nuclear stress test versus the traditional, I might say, treadmill stress test. I'm just wondering what the pros and cons are of a nuclear stress test versus the traditional treadmill stress test.
Well, Bill, let me just, the big picture is, you know, why do you do a stress test? The stress test is a functional evaluation of the circulation to the heart. If there's more than 70% blockage, you'll have a functional abnormality of the heart after it's stressed. And when you look at the stress test, there's two different parts to it. There's how do you stress the heart, and then how do you image the heart? And you can stress the heart by getting on a treadmill and doing exercise, or you can stress the heart by using any one of several different medications if you can exercise. What kind of stress test first? Not the imaging part, but did they suggest a walk on the treadmill or a pharmacologic or chemical stress test?
A chemical stress test was recommended, and it was done for both of us.
Are you not able to exercise adequately?
Well, at 80 years old, and I have two bad knees,
okay.
the doctor decided, let's not even try it that way.
All right, well, that may be one reason why they chose to do a chemical stress test. And then when you do a non-walking pharmacologic or chemical stress test, it goes by various names, you then have to figure out a way to image the heart. And we can do it either with nuclear cardiology or we can do it with echocardiography. And some people, some cardiologists do a nuclear imaging stress test. Some do an echo or ultrasound imaging stress test.
This was, in both cases, a nuclear approach.
And that's an adequate, they're both equally accurate. It depends more on the experience of the cardiologist, really.
I see.
And if you want to do a non-nuclear stress test, find a doctor who does what's called a dobutamine stress echo, and that's a non-walking echo stress test as an alternative if you're concerned about doing a nuclear study.
Well, in both cases, my wife and I already have had the nuclear test, and in both cases, the cardiologist was happy with the results. So.
Oh, okay, so it's already been done.
Yes.
Okay, well, what if apparently there was no what we call reversibility or ischemia. That means inadequate blood flow to heart muscle that's alive. And what that tells you is that you don't have any severe coronary artery disease, more than 70% blockage. It doesn't tell you whether you have any blockage. You can have 1 to 69% blockage in the circulation to your heart and still have a normal stress test.
Yes, I in both cases, the cardiologist was happy with the results, and this is probably oversimplified, but he said my wife's left ejection fraction was 70%.
That is a measure of how well your wife's heart pumps blood. The ejection fraction is an important vital sign of the pumping function of the heart. Normal is between 50 and 65%. You know, intuitively, I always thought before I started learning about the heart that whatever was in it would be pumped forward, but actually only a fraction between 50 and 65% of the blood that is inside the heart before it begins to compress and propel the blood forward with each beat is pumped forward. So that's fine. She's doing okay in terms of pumping function.
Sounds like things are A-OK, Bill. 888-553-7536. Thanks for your calls. Continuing in a few moments with more of your calls and your email. Don't forget the blog at drkenshow.com, drkenshow.com. Click on the upper right-hand corner and follow the thread of the conversation. It may be about migraines, could be about colonoscopies, could be about curcumin. Ken has done some interesting work on curcumin and wants to pass that along to you, as well as taking some more of your calls at 888-553-7536, half past the hour.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Triple 855, Dr. Ken, come join me. I'd love to answer any healthcare questions you have from head to toe. I've been in medicine over 30 years. I'd love to help you get to the next step. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. Have you been to the doctor lately? I'm sure you left with a few questions unanswered. I'm sure you thought about some possibilities after you left. Do you have a symptom that hasn't been diagnosed? Give me a shot at it. I'd love to try and tangle that lifelong problem that's never been solved. Give me the easy ones, the hard ones. Or did your doctor talk about some treatments and you'd like some additional options? I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. I go both ways, a blended doctor, very traditionally trained, but I love looking at alternative aspects that are evidence-based. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, no paperwork, no bill. We pay for the call, toll-free from anywhere in America. 1-888-55 D-R-K-E-N, an added value to your call. You'll get Dr. Doug's second opinion.
We have an email from a guy named Mr. T. I don't know. I don't think he's...
Mr. T?
Remember Mr. T? This guy spells his name T-E-A, though. The other
he's
guy
a
spells...
scary-looking guy.
Tough-looking guy. And his question is about fasting and cancer. Well, let's... I don't know. Yeah, let's answer this question, then we'll move back to the curcumin question. Should one who has cancer be fasting? Does that weaken tumors? I mean, I guess the traditional chemotherapy stuff, which is supposed to starve the tumors, if you have a fasting diet, a lot of times macro diets are advised, right? Would it make a difference whether it's a tumor or, you know, like when it comes to lymphoma and those sorts of blood cancers, it's not the same thing, right?
Well, you know, there's what you're asking is being promoted as an alternative therapy. Mm-hmm. It's called a metabolic therapy to help get rid of the toxins, the harmful substances from the body by fasting or detoxifying the body. And I don't really think that there's really good scientific evidence to this. And I think you're probably going to stress yourself out. The good thing is you don't want to overdo it with the calories, but I would not recommend as a treatment for cancer fasting.
All right. That's what Dr. Ken's point of view is. Thank you for your question. 888-553-7536. Larry is in Great Bend, Kansas, with the next question for Dr. Ken. Hi, Larry.
Hello. My question has to do with something you were talking about earlier. I'm a diabetic, type 2 diabetes. I'm not insulin dependent, but I have trouble with the bottom of my feet getting dry, and I've tried some different creams, and they seem to help a little bit, but I wondered if you could recommend something that might do better.
Sure, Larry. You know, welcome to the world of diabetes. And unfortunately, as you've learned, diabetics just have a real challenge keeping the skin healthy. And it's a real challenge. And how's your diabetes? Is it under good control?
Well, it's not under good control, but
that's
it's
what
not,
I was afraid
not,
of.
Not terrible, but.
Because the first thing I would do is to try to get the diabetes. Do you get your hemoglobin A1C check? That's the new blood test
yes.
that gives you an average. I hope it's near 7.
Yes.
Okay,
it's,
so that's not
the last
too...
one was like 7.3.
All right, well, you're getting close. You know, it should be a little bit lower. And it could be a lot worse. What have you tried? Have you used some of these moisturizers that are out there over the counter?
Yeah, I've tried most of them that say they're for diabetics. What I'm using right now, and the exact name escapes me right now, but it has Miracle in the title of the cream, and I get it at Walmart.
Do you like to take long hot showers and baths?
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily long, but I do like hot baths and hot showers.
Because that is what is going to make it very hard for a diabetic to avoid dry skin. So you want to try to avoid prolonged hot showers and baths.
And okay.
Have you ever tried Eucerin?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Try Eucerin. Do you have itchy skin also? Because sometimes you need hydrocortisone-containing lotions also.
Yeah, they do. But it's not. It's only the bottom of my feet.
Is there, you know, often there's a fungal infection, especially when you have diabetes. Are you sure there's no infection in addition?
Well, I have had fungal infections, and I can usually control that with over-the-counter medication for that.
And has the doctor looked at this? Because it's a little hard for me to diagnose without seeing it.
Yes, he has.
And there's no infection?
No.
Okay. I would just try some Eucerin, E-U-C-E-R-I-N, Eucerin skin cream.
Okay.
And just the next time you're at the doctor, let them take a look at it and make sure that reconfirm that there's no infection there.
There you go. All right, Larry. Thank you for your call, sir. 888-553-7536, the Good Day Health newsletter that Dr. Ken prepares for you every week. You can sign up for it at drkenshow.com or at dougstefan.com. This week, having to do, you were talking earlier about one's sexual health. A lot of people sort of dance around this because they think, oh, well, we don't want to talk about it. That's so foolish. How do you deal with a problem if you don't talk about it?
Yes, I hope that if you have a sexual problem that you feel comfortable with a doctor talking about it, because if your doctor's not comfortable talking to you about it, you have the wrong doctor, and you shouldn't struggle and suffer with a problem there. Just find somebody to talk to. You can't believe how much better you'll feel
right
after you've had the opportunity to discuss it.
Yep. So sexual health and well-being, the focal point this week of the Good Day Health newsletter. Sign up for it by going to drkenshow.com. Pretty obvious, a big square comes up on the screen. Do you want to sign up for the newsletter? Put in your email address. That's all you have to do. You can go to dougstefan.com and click on Ken's picture. Same thing will happen. Help yourself. We're here to help you, and we mean that seriously. Before we get back to your calls at 888-55-DR-KEN, I asked earlier about curcumin, and Ken did a little nosing around, has found something pretty optimistic here.
Yes, curcumin, you know, this is, I guess, a spice that's used in Asia.
Yeah.
And it has been tested in animal studies trying to determine if it's an effective treatment for Alzheimer's disease. And it seems like it's actually effective in the test tube at decreasing the ability of these entanglements in the brain that occur associated with Alzheimer's disease. And it seems to have some benefit in improving brain function anatomically in animals. And there's actually several clinical studies in humans going on right now for this very promising, I guess you'd call it an Asian spice.
All right. So I think there's the old expression, a word to the wise is sufficient. If you believe in supplements at all, you may want to nose around and find some curcumin. It's bright yellow. I've started taking it, and there are all kinds of other properties that it has, supposedly, but I'm most interested, and many of you may be as well, in its work as to the essence of Alzheimer's or brain misfunction as you get older. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to help you learn more about dropping your triglyceride level and lowering your cholesterol level. We'll do that in a matter of moments, though. Next up on the Hit Parade is Charlie, who's in Greeley, Colorado. Charlie, you're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
Yes, ever since I was younger, I get a sharp pain on my chest every once in a while. And when I move my left arm, the pain would increase. And to make it stop, I'd have to, like, stay still for a little bit, and it'll go away. But every once in a while, I'd get that pain. Do you know what causes that?
Sure, Charlie. Thanks for calling. So you're getting this discomfort in the left upper chest on the front of your body?
Yes.
And what can you do? Tell me again, what is it that you do that brings it on?
Well, like if I were to move my left arm, it'll, like the pain would increase, like the sharpness of the pain will increase.
If you press on your chest, can you make it happen?
Oh, no, no.
Does it occur when you eat anything?
No. When I get the pain.
Does it occur when you do certain activities? What's the most strenuous physical activity you do?
Probably at work, when I'm working.
What kind of work do you do?
I work with a semi-truck.
And when you're at work, do you get this discomfort?
No, I do not, no.
So physical activity doesn't tend to bring it on?
No. I get it mostly, like, when I'm relaxing, like maybe on the couch or in bed.
Uh-huh.
And I'd move and, you know, I'd get that sharp pain. I don't know what causes that.
How long has this been going on for?
Ever since I was younger. I'd say maybe 12 years old.
So this has been going on 15 years?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the good news is I doubt it's anything serious or it would have gotten you by now. That's the good, you know, if this was the heart, you would have been in, you know, not around to be telling us about it because it hasn't been treated in 15 years. And and it's not related to activity. It's not related to food. It's probably some musculoskeletal issue. In, you know, there's a lot of bones and muscles in the chest. And the fact that it sounds a little bit like you move the arm and that affects it. I would imagine it's some sort of musculoskeletal issue. Can you see anything on the chest on the surface?
No, there's nothing visible.
So your chest looks symmetrical on both sides, and there's nothing that you can see any difference. Have you had, as a child, did you have any trauma? Did you have any accidents where you injured your chest?
No, I've had asthma when I was small, but that's about it.
But you don't have asthma currently, right?
No, I've gotten over that.
And when you take a deep breath, this doesn't make it worse, right?
No, it doesn't make it worse, no.
So it's not, you don't have any shortness of breath, you don't have any cough, correct?
No, correct.
So, you know, it's a little hard to go any further without me examining you, but it sounds to me like my best guess would be that this is just a musculoskeletal issue. You know, it's not a life-threatening issue. It's just a big nuisance. Have you ever shown this to a doctor?
No, I have not. I've been meaning to go get a checkup and ask.
And why haven't you? Well, why haven't you? That's not funny. Why, if you have a pain or a problem, wouldn't you take some action? You're an intelligent man. Why wouldn't you just say, pick up the phone and call and make an appointment to get something checked out?
It's so much easier to call us.
Well, it is. But we can't be there to look, obviously, at the circumstance.
Charlie, I wouldn't be afraid of this. You know, there's always the uneasiness. Oh my gosh, what are they going to find? But I don't think, again, after 15 years, if this was, you know, your heart, or this was lung cancer, or a bad ulcer in the stomach, you know, this would have made itself much worse and would have just gotten into a horrible situation untreated. It sounds like you just have had some nuisance thing that's been smoldering for 15 years, and it's just a curiosity why it's there, correct?
Yes.
My best guess is that you as a child probably just, you know, bruised yourself, and you have something in the musculoskeletal area that just never fully healed.
Yeah. Sometimes it's, I did that when I was a kid on the farm. I was going to say the psychiatric side of it, but the sacroiliac or whatever the nerve is that goes down, yes, there, sciatica comes out of this. We promised we'd spend a minute talking about what happens to children as they are growing up that don't have enough fiber in their diets. There's a study out this week that's a warning to parents, I think.
Exactly, Doug. Out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week, adolescents who don't eat enough fiber, they tend to have bigger bellies and higher levels of inflammatory factors in their blood. Adolescents need to eat more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. And for adolescents, the recommended daily intake, mom and dad, of fiber is 28 grams for females and 38 grams for males. So fruits, vegetables, and whole grains.
So go for it. All right. We're going to continue our conversation in a few moments with a focus on triglycerides. Ken's area of expertise, as you know, is the heart, the cardiovascular system. And so with that, we launch off into another discussion of how to drop your triglyceride level and your cholesterol. It's coming right up here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I need to tell you, I am in an awful bad mood today. I do have to continue these recordings, so I had an option of just skipping it or just basically telling you how I feel. And I'm in a bad mood. I'm depressed. Things are not going well. It's just been an awful, awful day for me. And the great pleasure that I have is sharing this bad mood with you. Because after all, if I'm in a bad mood, why shouldn't you be? So how often do we do this with people? We're in a bad mood, we feel depressed, and we just let the entire world know about it. And what does a bad mood mean? All right, things aren't going that well. Well, let's not let it affect our day. And by all means, let it not affect other people. Do you see the instant change in your old energy and your enthusiasm as I go through this? First, I was really down, and now I'm up. You should be the same way. Keep it up all the time. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Sure, that's fine. That's not a problem. Yeah. Okay. I'll come look and see what's what.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you if you're young at heart.
Hearts! We have them. Dr. Ken is a heart specialist, and he's here to talk with you about all kinds of health issues. We frequently discuss your triglyceride level, cholesterol level. Ken sees lots of people every day, every week, who are suffering because they've got a problem with both those things, Ken, right?
Exactly. And we happen to have a caller on the line who I believe has a problem with their statin drug. And this may be an opportunity to discuss this with Dave. Dave McMahon, he's the founder and CEO of Solana Health. And we want to ask him today about cardiol. And we may be able to maybe bring Mary Jo in.
All right. So let's get to the bottom line here in the interest of time. Things. What's new here, Dave?
What's new?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi.
Regarding cardiol?
Well, I mean, the studies, the continuing work that people are doing on the problems of cholesterol, that's really, you had a problem, and cardiol came into existence into our country through your examination, your understanding. You went out and did some research. You found this product in Italy and decided this made nothing but sense to bring over here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I myself have high cholesterol, or had high cholesterol, and borderline high triglycerides. So didn't want to take a statin drug, as maybe your caller that you mentioned there, Doug.
Yeah, let's bring her in for a second. Mary Jo, we're talking about this sort of thing. Oops, shoot, I did do that. All right, Michael, find.
And as you're getting here, I just want to say high cholesterol, it's a serious problem. It can lead to heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. And as a cardiologist, I've looked at many natural remedies for cholesterol over the years, and this is the only one I've seen that effectively lowers cholesterol and triglycerides in just 30 days. And my patients, they do love it because it's just one capsule a day, and it's a natural way to get the cholesterol down.
All right, so Mary Jo, tell Dave and Dr. Ken what your problem is with statin drugs, with Lipitor.
Well, my doctor had me on a very small dose to begin with, and then it was increased, and I already was having side effects and didn't realize it. I had muscle spasms. Originally, several years ago when I took it, the spasms were in the lower extremities of the body, and we got off of it, and this time the spasms came in the upper back and arms. Also, I had loosening of the skin at the top of the mouth, mm-hmm. and also I had a rash across my back.
All right, so I would ask both Dave and Ken, when you hear this and you know what the alternatives are, something like Cardiol, does what the interests are of someone like Mary Jo get served by stopping Ken Lipitor and taking?
Well, like any drug, if you have adverse effects to it, you want to stop it. CoQ10 is very helpful to get rid of the muscle aches from the statins. And unless there's severe plaquing in the circulation, a trial, especially with its CoQ10, Cardiol would be a good choice.
So what are the ingredients, Dave, in Cardiol?
Yeah, and well, as Dr. Ken said, I mean, we've got the omega-3, red yeast rice, polycosanol, and CoQ10. And I would definitely recommend, first of all, we do hear this quite often. And there are good studies out there that show that our ingredients are much better tolerated than a statin. And so I would definitely recommend a trial of Cardiol. And I, as Dr. Ken said, I would also add a CoQ10, like 100 milligram supplement.
So in addition, even Cardiol has CoQ10 in it as one of the 9 natural ingredients. You'd bolster that a little bit with a separate capsule.
Dave, tell us about the science that's come out of the Mayo Clinic Journal that backs up your product.
Yeah, they did a randomized controlled study of red yeast rice and omega-3, two of the key ingredients that we have in Cardiol, versus lovastatin, the basic statin, and what they found was that the products performed equally with fewer side effects on the red yeast rice omega-3 side, and also they got about a 29% decrease in triglycerides.
Yep. Nothing but good news here. Here's the way you can take advantage of the offer they have at Solana Health, a free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself how this works. You pay $8.95 shipping and handling. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial when ordering online at cardiol.net/Ken. That's cardiol.net/Ken. Or you can call them at 888-809-6424. You make sure that you ask for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol to deal with all these problems in a positive way. Thanks, Dave. 59 after on Good Day.